Late last week, two World War II veterans joined a group of corporate supporters and friends to bid a formal farewell to a special program called Arkansas Honor Flight. Ozarks at-large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Over the weekend, 82 Arkansas World War II veterans visited the World War II Memorial and other military sites in Washington, D.C. for free as participants in the National Honor Flight Program. The first honor flight took place nearly 10 years ago in Ohio with six small planes. Today, honor flights are coordinated across the country via regional hubs through a network of advocates and corporate supporters. In Arkansas, Tyson Foods and Walmart have been the primary sponsors of 10 Arkansas honor flights since 2009. On Saturday, the 11th and final Arkansas honor flight occurred, dispatching World War II veterans from Central and Northwest Arkansas. Forrest Strickler and Julius Russell were two veterans present at a pre-flight press conference at Tyson Aviation Center near XNA last Thursday, along with sponsors, family, friends, and a group of Springdale school children who provided them handwritten letters to read on the plane.
Dear veteran, my name is Karen and I am a fourth grader at Jones Elementary. Thank you for fighting for our freedom and sacrificing a lot. It makes me feel happy and very thankful that you would sacrifice for me. I hope you have a wonderful time seeing the memorial in Washington, D.C. I'm sure it will be emotional, but something you will always remember. Sincerely, Karen.
One of the notes showed a peace symbol colored with crayon with the words, "World Peace." Even fourth graders understand the gravity of war. Then it was the veterans' turn to briefly share a story. Mindful children were present. Forrest Strickler, who fought in the Battle of the Bulge, shared a remarkable tale.
The battle lasted for about 6 weeks. It was seesaw back and forth. The Germans were trying to get to our fuel dump because they were all mechanized. They finally ran out of fuel, and that's when we called Patton up from southern France to stop them from retreating back into Germany or being resupplied by Germany. So then we had them in a pocket, and they started to get hungry. And once in a while, a field truck would come through with kitchen, and we would all run to eat because we were all hungry and tired of eating C rations and K rations. So they would put on our captured overcoats and helmets. They looked like us in the face, but they would come in and eat with us. Now, there was two things that gave them away. The people in Europe cut their food like this and eat with their left hand. If you've ever been to Europe, this is the way they eat. We stop and pick the fork up in our right hand. Then after the meal was over, they would all light up and smoke, and they would hold their cigarettes down here where we held them up here. And I had a platoon of men, and I would watch for this, and I would say, "There's one over there, go get him." And we captured 12 that way. That's the only fun part of war that I know of.
World War II vets are now referred to as the greatest generation. In the late 1930s and early 40s, they fought right-wing German nationalists plagued by hyperinflation and a failing economy who attacked their own people and invaded nearby nations in a quest for political supremacy. Led by German Chancellor Adolf Hitler. That and other conflicts eventually engaged global allies and Axis powers across 30 different countries at tremendous cost. 3 million German soldiers died, along with 12 million Soviet soldiers. Allied forces lost hundreds of thousands, and more than 400,000 Americans perished. Our nation was broken, exhausted, when American World War II soldiers returned home with little fanfare. And that's why the Honor Flight Network has undertaken reparations for that neglect. But according to Honor Flight data, more than 600 World War II veterans are now dying every day, and fewer are able to travel. But Julius Russell, who is medically frail, was on the final Arkansas Honor Flight. He was among 160,000 Allied troops who came by air and ship to Normandy coast off France on D-Day, the summer of 1944. He described mass casualties at Omaha Beach.
the plans was for the paratroopers to go in first and take that hill where pillboxes was at, but they got the wrong orders. They landed about 40, 50 miles on the other side. So we had to eat all them ammunition up in the pillboxes. I heard they finally got up there because the pillboxes run out of ammo. But I've seen guts and hearts and heads flipped by my ship where I was at. It's pitiful. Pitiful.
It's terrible.
We can reach out and touch them when they're floating by the ship. Some of them trying, still alive, trying to get up. I've never seen nothing like it. Hope I never do it again. It's up to, it'll be up to you young children to keep America free, whatever you do.
Bill McKenzie, Tyson Foods Director of Aviation, who's also a Vietnam veteran, has organized and attended all Arkansas Honor flights. He says the itinerary has been the same each trip.
We leave here at Lee Vixen at 8 o'clock, get to D.C. about 11:30 their time, go from there to the World War II Memorial, and we stay there about an hour. Then we go to Korea, Vietnam, and stay there less than an hour, and then we go to Iwo Jima, which is the Marine Memorial. And then we go to the Air Force, and from there we go back to the airport at Washington National, get in, back in here about 8 o'clock to 8:30 in that same day, that Saturday night.
McKenzie said it's been an honor and a privilege to organize the trips. He also organizes homecomings at XNA when the veterans land back in Arkansas. This past Saturday, they were met with a color guard and patriotic music by Rogers Heritage High School Band. Preceding every flight, Bill McKenzie's worked hard to locate and invite as many Arkansas World War II veterans as possible. Each veteran could also bring a guardian, a family member or friend, and medical staff always accompany the tour just in case. Walmart is another major sponsor of the Arkansas Honor Flights, and Gary Proffitt, Walmart's Senior Director of Military Programs, says coordinating the final Arkansas Honor Flight has been emotional.
It's bittersweet. The fact that we've been able to partner with Tyson and have the opportunity to honor some 900 veterans from Northwest Arkansas and Central Arkansas flights, I think is a huge accomplishment and a great recognition of the service and sacrifice of these veterans.
Gary Proffitt is also a veteran, a retired Brigadier General. Honor flights, of course, will continue at more than 125 hubs across 40 states. But with the passing of so many World War II veterans, the focus will increasingly be placed on aging Korean and Vietnam veterans. Nearly 100,000 veterans have been honored so far. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.